Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Circle podcast. We are back for a new week, a new batch of episodes, and we're going to kick it off here with episode 5. I'm, of course, your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me right now is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I'm great. So excited for batch 2. I guess that's what Netflix is officially calling these bundled episodes, which I think is kind of catchy. It's been a wild ride. I tried my damnedest to see if I could stay up until 3 a.m. to watch the episodes, and I just could not do it. So I actually finished watching them maybe about 45 minutes ago. So I'm like, it's fresh in my mind. I'm well informed.
There you go. I gotta say, so after last week, and when I watched all 4 episodes, The Circle, the show, was on my Netflix, like recently watched, like get ready to go, continue watching this, but there were no new episodes yet. And so it had been there all week, but I couldn't, and it was like taunting me. It was like, I know there's not new episodes yet. Why are you there? It even said new episodes. And I was like, you're lying to me. And then this morning I go to watch this. I'm like, okay, finally, let's click on the button. It's there for me, ready to go. And all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
There's no more. It's not in my thing anymore.
I had to search for it. So I was like, what the hell? Like, you would think that if you're releasing episodes today, it would be blasted on the front page. But shout out to the production for The Circle, though, because they did run like this little ad campaign last weekend before the first on Venmo. Like, if you friended them on Venmo, yes, they would send you $5. I thought it was like a bit of a scam, but no, they sent me $5. And then today they sent me 50 cents. And 50 cents is not a lot of money by any means, but 50 cents is 50 cents. I didn't have it before, and I have it now.
You're up to 550.
I'm at to 550. Okay, so let's just see. I mean, how long this gravy chained.
That's like, you know, that's basically like Big Brother winner plus, you know, America's Task Challenge, just in dollar form instead of $100,000.
I'm just hoping that they are not like taking the cut out of like the $100,000 and they're going to dupe the winner next weekend and like saying, oh yeah, by the way, it's only 75. We gave the rest of it to the fans.
Yeah. We gave it all to the fans. That was the audience choice. They picked themselves.
I would feel so bad. I'd be like, here, take it back. I don't want it.
All right, we're here to talk about episode 5 of The Circle US on Netflix. We are here. The last thing we saw was Alex, aka Adam, was joining The Circle, and we're going to get a lot of Adam in this episode as we discover who he is and what he's about here. So we kick off the episode right away, and he's got a picture of himself, aka not himself, and he's rolling through the photos, and he stops on a shirtless picture of himself with some short shorts, and he's like, "Ooh, man, this one has me breathless. I'm sweating right now." He's like, I can't post this one yet. It's gonna drive them all wild."
Yeah, I'm like, I was hoping that he was not gonna do that. When he asked The Circle to stop on that picture first, I was like, oh god, really? You're gonna come out the bat swinging like that? Like, it's just kind of crazy. I mean, you don't want to seem like you're too much of somebody that's too focused on the aesthetic, even if it's all that you really have to go on. So I was glad that he was like able to recognize, yeah, this probably is not the best photo to go with at first.
Yeah, I liked this introduction to Adam. I felt good about this. I liked his thought process when it came to picking the photo. I think he was correct that he doesn't want to go with the hot stuff right away. I liked that. However, after the photo choosing, pretty much everything he did from that point on disappointed me.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing someone who considers themselves to be a little bit less attractive using somebody else that they consider to be more attractive's photos, because you get to see how they sort of like wrestle with, you know, being in this position where it's like, oh yeah, I'm the hot guy now, but at the same time, I can't be too hot, so I gotta rein it in. But then that's just the aesthetic side of it. You still have to be the not super hot guy that knows that he's hot in the way that you talk to people as well. And I feel like because he didn't, I mean, I feel like, you know, it all goes back to what you said when we were covering the UK version. It's okay if you don't want to be yourself and you want to use somebody else's pictures, but you also really want to put a little bit of you into the new persona, because I feel like that's a lot easier than trying to, you know, be Adam and be this hot guy. And I really, you know, because it doesn't always come off as genuine.
Yeah. And Adam definitely is giving me the sense that he is that he is the guy that has always maybe a little bit resented the hot guy, mm-hmm. and is like, it's so easy for them. All they need to do is just like be like, oh, I want to get with you, woman. And then they just get their women. And so he's like, well, this is how it's be like hot straight guys talk. Right. So so he joins the circle. And right away he's got to start a group chat, and so that's he's immediately just going after the women. So there are some responses to Adam joining. First of all, Miranda is basically, I'm realizing, the female Joey, where she sees a hot guy and she's just like drooling. She's like, oh.
Yeah, she's very easy to please in that respect, which I sort of like, you know, you don't really get to see that character a lot in, you know, in TV and in like reality television. So I'm glad that there's like a female character that is not afraid to just be like, look, this guy or girl is a smoke bomb and I'm all about it. So it's kind of refreshing in a way.
Yeah, it's honestly a little bit surprised. Like, she's so ridiculously attractive and yet like at the same level of like water in the mouth as Joey.
Able to recognize that in others. Yeah. And I mean, yeah. I think it's just that very, very single part, you know, of her bio just coming out. I think that she's just ready to, you know, she's chomping at the bit. Okay.
Yes. And unfortunately for Joey, he's not as cute anymore now that Adam's around.
Me personally speaking, I'm more of a Joey person myself, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. As soon as I see the bio, though, I was not in love with the bio. I liked how he was choosing the photos, but I did not love the bio where he's like, you know, I'm just like a, you know, dude living on the beach. I love my tacos by the beach.
Why is that such an, like, why is that like a go-to? It's like to tell, especially when it comes to the people that are really, really fit. You always have to you feel like you have to humanize yourself by saying that I like to eat tacos too. We all do. That's not a personality trait. It's just not. But okay.
Yeah, look, guys, I know that I am basically a Greek god, but really, I'm just like you too. I like pizza and tacos.
And I like all that stuff too, and I still don't look like that, so.
And to be fair though, you know, this is working with Henry Cavill, who plays The Witcher, where like all over Reddit, they're just drooling over the fact that he's a PC gamer, where like he can be like, console, I play PC. And they're, the online people are just like, oh, I love you.
I mean,
he's a cool guy, seemingly,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, I mean, it works in certain spaces, but for me, I just sort of like see through that kind of thing, but whatever.
All right. Well, so Adam is like, you know, oh, Adam is the guy that, you know, gets up and works out all the time. But Alex, me, I'm the guy that wakes up and I listen to opera in the morning.
Yeah, that's I guess that's a cool differentiation.
Felt a little bit like a humble brag, like, yeah. I am cultured.
Yeah.
Unlike somebody like Adam, I am cultured.
Yeah, I mean, opera's cool and easily accessible, just like tacos.
There you go. Joey says, respect to him. Nice beard.
Yeah, Joey's like, it's always like, Joey's barometer on the guys is kind of like interesting to me, because it's either like, oh, yeah, like this guy seems like he's going to be threatening to me, so therefore I don't like him, or he seems kind of like I could get to know him, like he seems like a bit, he's a bit of me, as they say in the UK, so.
Sammy says the profile looks like an ad or a commercial, which right away I was like, good call on that one, Sammy.
I feel like he looks a lot like a more rugged version of Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen and The Politician. Like, he just has like a, if people know who I'm talking about, like just the beard and just like the general, he just looks like he could be Ben Platt's older brother or something.
Or, oh yeah. Wow.
Cousin. That's what I thought at first when I saw it in the trailer, when he's pulled up the pictures. I was like, wait a second, is he trying to be a celebrity at first? And I was like, oh, that's
he should at some point just open up and be like, yeah, you know what? I am secretly a Ben.
That is my brother-in-law or something like that.
All right. So Adam has to pick a player to go out on a date with. And so first he needs to pick a group chat of three other people. And so his idea is that he's going to pick three of the four women to get to know them, which I did feel like was a little risky here, because you're basically singling out one of the women and saying you are the one that's not good enough.
Yeah. I really thought that he was going to go for the guys. I thought that would have been like, I mean, not that that's any less douchey, because then it's like, oh, well, all the guys are coming together to talk about the girls and which one he should take out on a date. Like, that's sort of like, ugh. But at the same time, at least you're not putting yourself in a position where you have to single one of them out. And, you know, all of them. Well, because he had to get three people, right? And how many guys are there?
So there's three other guys.
So oh, okay. So then, yeah, that would have.
Yeah, if he had done the guys, then it would have been.
Well, then, yeah, that would have worked.
All the guys. But he is playing, you know, super horny straight man dude who needs to get with the women. So it had to be the women, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely, I agree. It was definitely risky. I thought for sure that they were going to not be as receptive. And there were a few like red flags going off for all of them, especially like Sammy. But for the most part, it didn't seem like it was that damning of a situation as much as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. When I say women, I should say ladies, because that is how he is going to refer to the women.
It would have been perfect had he left Rebecca out. That would have been so perfect. But as fate would have it.
In Adam's very first message in the circle, he says ladies twice in one message. This is just like the quintessential really like creepy thing to me, to be like, all right, hey ladies, how's it going? I want to get to know you ladies. Like,
by the way, females, I'm really interested in getting to know all about the women and all of their double X chromosome ways and everything female. Yes.
It gets worse, because it's basically like, all right, ladies, which one of you is going to arouse me the most?
I was so, because what was the first message that he was going to send? It was like, not, it wasn't great or anything, but it was not as bad.
It's like amuse or like something else.
Yeah, it was like whoever's like the most amusing to me, I'll take them out on this date. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of, you might just want to say like whoever I'm really vibing with the most, because that's, you know, people are all about the vibes nowadays. That would have been a great word. But then for you to go immediately to arouse and then not even have any second guesses about it. And so.
Oh, no. Iman got so mad that his connection went out.
Of course, when I like start going off is when my computer's like, oh, slow down there, buddy.
you just, it's too much. It's too much for it to handle. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think even the premise of this, right, is, I mean, it's, I think the way that you can say something like this is like, okay, so my goal here is that I need to pick one of you to go on a date with. I'd love to get to know you guys, like, whatever. But instead it's again, like sort of like a transactional, like, all right, impress me. And then I'll choose one of you to get the pleasure of going on a date with me, which by itself is like kind of douchey and whatever. But then he just adds on to that. Arouse me. The girl that arouses me the most with their answers will get to go on a dinner date with me. I could not believe the words I was reading on that screen.
It was like some weird blend of like the old, you know, of love shows on VH1, like Flavor of Love and Rocket of Love, when the guy's just like, literally just like has this pool of women that he just chooses from. And just like, it's just so, yeah, he's just not an Adam or just like, no.
Talk about a first impression here.
Yeah. And he's lucky that he was the position in power, because they didn't really have any other choice but to sort of, you know, go along with it. But and like I said, I'm surprised that it wasn't as as damning as it could have been. And he's really, really lucky that he gets like a bit of an immunity being the first player or the new player, because that's just not, especially you don't want to make women feel, you know, objectified. It's just never good.
Yeah.
Ever.
I will say this. I've only watched the first episode. I do not know what happens beyond the first episode, but Ooh. I cannot imagine that he is long for the circle. I have to imagine that depending on the strategy of the players, I just don't feel like he is going to be a popular figure in this place anytime soon. Because I think how it works is that people want to be like, okay, this guy's creepy, but I need people on my side. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, that doesn't usually translate to actual loyalty or liking the person. So we'll see how that goes. And so, of course, the one woman he doesn't pick to be in this group chat is Miranda, the one I think probably most offended by not being chosen, most wanted to be chosen. Mm-hmm. That was bad as well.
And I feel like she would have been like, not to, you know, make any assumptions about her character or anything, but I feel like she would not be as, you know, I feel like she would be more willing to engage in that mm-hmm. kind of banter. And probably might not be as offended as the other girls would have been, but just not the way the cookie crumbled.
Yeah. So the players that were not picked for the group chat, they're going to have their own group chat. And Joey and Shuby are like having fun, making jokes about Adam and all of that. And Chris is like, hey, now let's be nice. Let's not be mean. And Shuby did not like that. Shuby was like, oh, big eye roll for Chris. Shuby is really getting a little big for his britches, I think.
Yeah, it's really starting. That was a different side of him. I was definitely like, oh, okay. Okay, you feeling that blue check mark, huh?
Yeah.
Influencer culture is really just rubbing off on you, buddy. And I really didn't even think that what he was saying was really that, you know, serious. I thought it was like rather benign, you know, new guy mm-hmm. comes in, you know, it's all about the women. Your number one ally is one of the girls. So you feel threatened. Like I get it. But still, like, it's definitely a stark contrast from the person that got into the game that was sort of just like, oh, let's just hope that everybody's, is great, and I'm going to try and think the best of everybody, and we're going to try and, you know, see past this social media smokescreen and just be as real as possible. That's an entirely different Shuby than the one that is like this guy, like,
yeah,
based like, off of this social media that I'm seeing, like, you can't be good.
Yeah, that's like gossiping and then getting annoyed at somebody that's like, hey, let's chill on the gossip.
Yeah, right. Like, he's all right, Shuby. Shuby dooby doo.
Interesting to see. So the group chat goes on. Adam is, of course, taking forever to come up with things to say because he's got to get into the mindset of a hot guy, which is very difficult. And he wants to know about what is your ideal first date? And Sammy, she's, I got a cute one. We go to a drive-in movie at the beach in a truck. We bring some blankets. We lay in the bed of the truck. We have some food. It'll be great.
I thought it was cute, too. I thought it was like, I was expecting something a little bit more because she was so excited to say it. But like, I like a nice little drive to the beach. I've never even heard of a movie driving on a beach before.
Yeah, me neither.
Like in like parks and stuff. Yeah, but I guess, you know, she lives in Miami. So I guess, you know, they have probably more beaches than parks there. So,
I mean, that one was the best one. Come on. First of all, you're going to a movie.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's,
yeah,
it's also like it's a unique experience. Mercedes said we'll play some games on the pier and then like go for a walk or something. And then Rebecca, a.k.a. Seaburn, says go to a nice restaurant so we can wear a pretty dress. And
so then, that I can look pretty.
Yeah. And then go for a walk or something.
What is this going for a walk nonsense? Like, the whole point of a date is like, I feel like going for a walk is something that you do with someone that you've already been dating. I don't think you do that on a first date. I feel like a walk is just like exercise.
It's just like an excuse to talk, like continue talking and move and like get to see things.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you live in the Northeast and it's winter, not as fun. Oh,
yeah, screw that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. Not right now. Mm-mm. It's cold. Y'all see me bundled up right now? It's cold.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I guess drive-in theater in a truck on the beach also wouldn't work in the winter.
Well, I mean, if you live in Miami, do they get winter down there? Like, what's their winter weather like down there? Like,
their winter weather's like our summer, like
75
really,
degrees, 70 degrees. Oh, burr, bitch.
All right. So then Adam, just because every time he talks, he needs to do something cringy. I've been told that I'm very adventurous in the bedroom. What's the most adventurous romp you've been on?
No one, first of all. No one would ever actually tell somebody else you are very adventurous in the bedroom. That is not a compliment that someone gets if they are by any stretch of the imagination adventurous.
Come on, you've never been told that you're adventurous in the bedroom?
I have never in my life. I have never even been told that I'm like adventurous like when I go travel.
Yeah.
Like, so therefore that's point number one.
Well, here's a secret before we get to point number two. Anybody that says I've been told about any sort of sexual prowess is lying. Like, that is just the default for somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience to be like, well, I've been told this or I've been told that. Like nobody that actually is those things is saying I've been told this because you're basically always making that up. And it's just it's the giveaway that the person is like being awkward.
You should have just said I'm adventurous in the bedroom.
Right, that's what an adventurous in the bedroom person says. They say, "Look, I'm a bit adventurous in the bedroom," which is still like a little forward, but it actually sounds like it's the truth as opposed to.
And it actually, yeah, it sounds.
I've
like,
been told.
It sounds, you know, real. It sounds like you like to get down. You yeah. know? Point number two, romp. I feel like that's all that needs to be said.
It's true. It's all that needs to be said. I feel like that was Mr. Opera, like, kind of losing his hot guy persona for a moment.
It's probably a word that he learned at a contemporary opera.
Yeah. And they're all just like, what's a romp?
And this guy, like, how old is he? He's not that much older to not know that that's not a word that. Okay. Adam.
Like, I guess in Adam's head, like, Adam has had lots of adventurous sexual experiences where afterward the woman was like, "What an adventurous romp that was, you boy! Oh boy!" Ah, what a romp. You're so adventurous in that bedroom, man.
I can't.
This is my most adventurous romp I've ever experienced. I'm going to tell it to people who ask me about my romps.
And it wasn't even like he was like saying it to be like, you know, tongue in cheek. Like, he actually used that as a term for a sexual encounter.
Hmm.
An adventurous sexual encounter. But, all right.
Yeah. So, Mercedes has to go first. She says that she's been in a threesome, but she tells us, like, I've been in orgies with women. I've been in threesomes with women, but I guess I'll just say a threesome. She's great. And then Rebecca is coy, like, well, a lady doesn't kiss and tell, but maybe you can find out. Really, really playing up the shy thing with Rebecca.
Yeah. And I did think that it was like, you know, very, very, you know, kitschy playing up that role. But I also think that it was a good answer because, you know, just sort of, you know, I feel like with the circle, you sort of like want to like, if like, so like if you're picturing it as like writing a story, like the, you know, you just would release like little bit by bit about yourself to like really help with the world building of your personality with the rest of the house. And so like, I feel like just, you know, giving just a little touch like, oh, I've definitely done some shit, but I'll wait for us to get a little bit closer before we can talk about that. Cause then it gives you a reason to, you know, get closer.
You just made me realize that an author would be really good at catfishing on this show.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Cause that's what they do. They create characters with that, like a good author that can write good characters, not like one of the bad ones that writes like cookie cutter characters.
Was Tim doesn't write, does he?
I'm sure he does.
Well, I'm sure he does, but I didn't know if like the author was like, you know, a actual designation in his life, but regardless, I think that's part of the reason why he was so charming in the circles, because he did sort of like know how to, you know, give information about his life in a way that was nice and compacted and packaged well, and just like he, you know, it was a good, you know, let me learn a little bit more about Tim each and every day. So I think that's always like a nice strategy to have.
Tim is so funny on the podcast.
I haven't listened yet, but like,
oh no,
even after you sent me those pictures of him, like I just know that whatever he's going to say on that podcast is going to be gold. I need to go listen right after we're done.
He had trouble with his connection.
Oh well,
and like in his audio and stuff, and so like he was getting frustrated at one point. He was like, "Oh no!" But like really British and Timmy. Oh, it was great.
That sounds amazing.
So, Sammy says that what she said. She said her bed isn't made of metal poles for a reason. Is what she said, I think.
Where is she shopping for beds? Yeah. I've never seen. Does she mean like the frame? Like,
there are poles on her bed, but they're not a metal. They're wood.
Maybe she's talking about like those, you know, because I guess like,
oh, is she? Because maybe.
I don't. Wait, were you going to say something? What were you going to say?
I mean, I'm not going to describe my guess. It's a little graphic.
Oh! Right over my head.
Right over my head. I could be wrong. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea what she was trying to say, but...
I'm gonna choose to believe that it was something more along the lines of what you're thinking. That makes it a lot more like clever. But I mean, raunchy nonetheless. Like obviously got the point across, like, hey, well, I like to get like my bed is in usage. Okay, yeah, right, that's all you need to know.
And Mercedes loves it. And this is a great shot of Mercedes holding a knife. Oh, I love her. Oh, I love, she's the, I love her.
I
like just
like
stabbing motions. Like, it's a good thing. It's a good thing she loves her.
I totally didn't catch that. She definitely was brandishing and flailing the knife around like it wasn't shit.
All right. So ultimately, Adam decides to go with Rebecca. Rebecca is the choice, and he has the option to choose from four different gifts. One is a big teddy bear. One is like some chocolates. One is a cat onesie, and one is like a sexy outfit or something. I got to be honest, I was really disappointed with his choice. Big teddy bear, maybe the cutest option. But if you're on TV, you have to pick either cat onesie or sexy outfit at least. It should be cat onesie.
I thought for sure he was going to go with the sexy outfit because, I mean, the track record was speaking for itself. Like you did all of the douchey shit. Like one by one by one by one, and then you regress back to teddy bear. I'm like, no, this is not the character progression that I was hoping for.
And can you imagine if Seaburn, aka Rebecca, had gotten the sexy outfit?
Oh my god. That would have been great. And you know Seaburn's ass to try it on too. You just know
yes,
he would.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that was a missed opportunity.
Thank you so much. I'm looking so pretty.
They should have taken producers, you should have taken the teddy bear off of the shop. Like that was that was a fatal error.
Should have been cat onesie or sexy outfit.
It better be like a power app from BB type situation. Like the next time somebody has to give a gift, the teddy bear is no longer there. Yeah. We just keep getting whittled down until somebody is forced to choose that damn sexy outfit. This is what I want.
All right. So the teddy bear arrives. Rebecca loves it. They're going to go on a date. They go up to the date room, the hangout. And Rebecca is going to play this, again, very coy. But also, like, very, like, really, like, okay, so Seaburn, aka Rebecca, is basically going to play the whole relationship with Adam like they are the naive, sort of innocent girl who is falling for head over heels, this charming man, which just doesn't have a basis in reality.
It's like fan fiction.
Yes, it is. It is like fan. It's like somebody's watching The Circle and they were like, wouldn't it be great if Rebecca and Adam got together? And then they wrote fan fiction about it. And they were like, oh, I'm just, oh, you are so charming, Adam. Yes, I am. You're the cuddle buddy. And yeah, oh man, what a wonderful night we're having.
The teddy bear made me melt into a million pieces.
Yes.
And I need you to come back and put me all back together again.
It was really like two people, and granted, they're both catfishing, which is even more hilarious, but it's like two people who are not having a good time on a date, but they don't know what dates are. It's like when it's your very, very first date of all time. You're a child and you're going on a date with a girl that you don't even know if you actually like. It's just a thing that's happening, but you know what dates are supposed to be like. So you're like, this is amazing. Oh man, this is dates. Dates are great. I love this. Well, I'm in love with this girl. we're going to get married and have children, even though I don't even know who they are really. But it's super strange.
It was very strange. I mean, they're both catfishing. So it's like, you know, they're both kind of like two sides of the same coin. There's one guy trying to be, you know, this douchey but romantic, sensitive, sweet guy. And then this guy trying to be a girl that's like shy and demure, but like also like sexy if you wait enough time to like get the goods. Like,
I was surprised you were interested in me. It's the first time I've ever had a man interested.
I was like, come on, what? girl,
what?
When you look, because you are using your girlfriend.
Where's the respect for your girlfriend there?
Right. When you look at your girlfriend, is that what you like? Do you feel like she is the type of girl that would never get any kind of male attention ever, and you were the first guy to have given her that attention?
I guess there are some guys that kind of like wish that were true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe like a little bit of
like fantasy type deal. But once again, they say that's not real.
No basis in reality here. Yeah.
Just not a thing.
Is it true that you're a heart stopper? And if true, will you stop mine?
Oh God, I forgot about that line. Ew.
And then he's like, I'm killing it. If he was Sammy from season 2 of the UK, he would have been like, snap his fingers. He's like, yeah, I love it. That. Like, his version of that is just like doing some dances. I loved the shot when they went out and you see them both in the windows, and Adam is like super skeptical, and Rebecca is like doing a dance like, yeah, this is going great. And Adam's like, this is not going great.
This is like the most awkward date I've ever seen in my life.
Oh boy, horrible. It's too much. It's too much. All right. Next day, Rebecca continues with the too much. Status update. My heart has melted after a great night. Oh. It's like, okay, I know I keep making really nerdy comparisons, but like, this is like they're like a bunch of nerds on a role playing server playing like a video game, and they're all like playing, they're all role playing. And it, like, that's how it feels. Like, Seaburn is like role playing as a girl on a role playing server. And he's like, and this is how he just thinks that romances work, I guess. I don't know.
I wonder if his girlfriend is watching and is like seeing her picture pop up next to these messages. Like, what the hell? What the hell
is this? What I seem like to him?
This is like a part of my legacy now. We're gonna have to have a serious chat when you get your ass back home.
I you know what, I do think it probably speaks kind of well to Seaburn that he just is really terrible at lying and pretending to be somebody else. Right.
I guess that's definitely an optimistic way of viewing it. And I honestly it's probably great because like he just you know, he pictures his girlfriend like he's just like this innocent, just like perfect, you know, just adorable person. And I guess I can't be too mad at that. It's just not
as long as that's how she wants to be. Like, as long as he's not forcing that image on her.
I guess it's better than, you know, portraying your girlfriend as like some floozy, I guess, you know. So
floozy.
We'll keep, you know, rolling along in the train with you, Seaburn. It's entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah. They get into a group chat. The women, they gotta discuss what happened. They gotta discuss the guy here. I felt like Rebecca sets this up. She's talking to, I believe it was it Chris and Sammy, or was it Mercedes and Sammy?
Chris and Sammy.
I think it was Chris in there.
Yeah, and Mercedes in there too, or was it just Chris and Sammy?
I'm not sure, but Rebecca's a bit like, are you ready to sip on your tea this morning? Like, here you go. I've got the juice. Let's go. This is gonna, and Sammy's like, oh, I'm ready for this. This is exciting. Like, they're prepared for like this big gossip session. And Rebecca's just like, he sent me a teddy bear and it was so sweet. And I love Sammy's just utter disgust at this. Oh, God, what is this?
It just goes to show you just like how like the social barometer has been lowered when you're like just like in this isolated space, that like the drama of the day is a teddy bear. It's just like that's your morning tea. That's the equivalent of scrolling through Twitter for them this morning. Like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. But Sammy is hilarious in that she's just not about the romance. She's just not her thing.
Yeah. Like, Sammy says a big teddy bear. What is that's like, it's like sending a pigeon in the old days with a letter. Wait, what?
Carrier pigeon, yeah.
Isn't that like the version of what you're doing in the circle, like sending messages to people? That's not teddy bears. They didn't send the pigeon to be cuddled with. Yeah. It was just a means of transporting the message.
That would be them, like the equivalent would be like sending a long letter with like a box of like, I don't know, chocolates or something. That would be the equivalent to the teddy bear.
Maybe she thought the teddy bear delivered the note.
Like an animatronic.
Yeah,
teddy bear.
Like the teddy bear knocked on the door. Like, I've got a note for you, and also you get to keep me because I'm like a carrier pigeon, only a teddy bear.
Like a teddygram, like a literal teddygram.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, this is the girl that talks about metal bars on her bed. Okay, so her standards for what she finds, you know, enthusing are just a little bit, just a little higher, just a little higher. Okay.
I love it. Shuby is annoyed at all the fake flirtation. He's everybody's being so flirty and fake, and I'm with him on this one. Like, they are way too like none of the flirtation is real. Everybody's flirting all the time. None of it is real, and it is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I think the only honest flirting that we've gotten is from like Miranda and Joey, and that's pretty much it. You know, like there's no like real like. You know, like everybody's catfishing, so it's kind of hard to actually form some even like any kind of flirtation, really.
Yeah, even the flirting that we're gonna come up to now is part of a contest to get emojis from Joey, where Sammy is now going to take a shot here, and she's trying to get him to use the peach emoji, and so she's gonna start up some flirtation with Joey, who's me. Oh. Look who's messaging Joey. And he's like, what are you up to, Sammy? And she's like, I've just got done doing some squats. She's hoping that he'll respond with a peach emoji after saying she did squats. Like, I don't know about you. That's a pretty big jump, I think.
I mean, well, yes and no. I mean, it's like, I feel like the peach emoji is for your ass. It's supposed to symbolize an ass. Mm-hmm. So like, I understand like why she would think, oh, like, okay, well maybe he'll respond like with, you know, maybe
like working on the peach.
Yeah. Like, oh, you work. Okay. I heard that you had some ass shots too. Like, let's see what's going on. But he's like, sometimes guys are just not good with using emojis. Like, they're just not like their frame of mind when texting.
I mean, that's definitely true of me, but also like, is, I don't know, do women want guys to respond with peach emojis when they're talking about squatting?
I mean, obviously, Joey,
look That's a very generalized question. Women are different. They all have their own opinions. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in general, it's a little presumptuous.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is Joey, though. So I feel like she's giving him the green light.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, like, look, I'm literally doing squats right now. I am in the gym, buns out, doing squats. What do you have to say about that? And he's literally like, oh, great. Let's see, no emojis though.
Joey's like, oh, squats. Oh man. And then she's like, I've never done a squat in my life. I don't know.
She's like, the last time I worked out was like 3 months ago and I threw up.
Yeah. she says, and he's like, oh, she's flirting with me. Oh man.
She is.
Oh, we're ready. He's very excited. She says, throws in a hashtag juicy booty. All right. That has to be a peach emoji. Come on. Give it to me.
It's just not in his lexicon, you know, like it's just not how he thinks about, you know, messaging.
Yeah. I don't remember him being much of an emoji person, but I could
I
be
feel
wrong.
Like, because I don't remember, but like, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think that they really had any like hard rules about this competition, her and Miranda. Why don't you just send him the peach emoji? Maybe he'll reciprocate that way. You know what I mean? Because you didn't say you couldn't send it first. You just said, yeah, you had to get it.
If she had said, just got done doing some squats, been working on the peach, then maybe he would have responded.
Right. Like, peach. He would have been like, oh, peach. Oh, I know what to do with that. Like, a little game of picture pages.
He would have been like, can't wait to hold Oh man, I can't. It's too much. It's
ready
too much.
To hold this insert orange fruit here. Yeah.
She references a private collection of photos and Joey says, that's it. That's too much. I need a cold shower.
She was correct in that, like, she wished that she could see his reactions because guys usually, like, will, you know, lose their damn mind while the girl is just sitting there, like, okay. All right.
Can you imagine if Joey was like, all right, you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
I would have been, woo! When it is Netflix, this is online. This is uncharted territory, okay? We could go there if need be.
So next up is Rebecca and Shuby. Rebecca is still playing up the way over the top, like, oh, I had a wonderful night. My heart pounded in my chest over this. It was just the most amazing experience I have ever had. I think I might be in love. And she was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I love how he's like affected by that when he thinks everything else is fake. Like, but when it's coming from your sis Rebecca, it's like, oh, damn it!
Shuby is—he's a little jealous.
Yeah,
he's Adam. He's coming from my bromance with Joey. He's coming from my best friend Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. He's coming from my life. He's trying to replace me.
He's not. I think he's thinking about these ratings and he's like, damn, like I need to stay in people's top graces. And this guy is, you know, coming in and cramping in on that. I can't have that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Shuby does not respond well to Rebecca's description of Adam. And I thought that this was interesting because Rebecca's response was like, oh, like this is a fake narrative that she's been spinning, that she thinks everybody's just eating up in love. Rebecca's falling in love. You're a little thrown off by the fact that people are responding in a weird way to an entirely fake narrative.
Yeah.
Because that's generally how, like, it's like, what is happening? You're falling in. Oh, that's kind of, it's kind of weird. Maybe it is weird.
Maybe. You saw his first picture one day ago, girl.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. But now it's time. Alert! Ratings!
Alert!
Ratings. We're going to do some ratings. Mercedes, I'm gonna go one by one and list off each person's ratings that we were able to see. We see very few of them in general. We started with Mercedes, who put Rebecca at number 5. Said, good girls can always go bad.
which I think it's an accurate read. I think that, you know, Rebecca really hasn't given her anything to really despise yet. But at the same time, being that we know Rebecca's true nature, I thought that it was a nice spot to have her, at least in regards to Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes has been pretty skeptical of Rebecca all episode long, and really over the past four episodes as well. But in particular, really responding a lot to all of Rebecca's like shy niceness. Basically, mm-hmm. anytime Rebecca talks, Mercedes is like, "Oh my god, really? You're gonna? Yeah. Oh, you're playing it well." You're like, she just does not buy it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's an accurate read. I mean, I really feel like if he does not see Burn, if he does not try and like tone this down and like, you know, base his persona in reality a bit more and trying to give people a bit more of Seaburn just through a Rebecca lens, I don't know if it's going to work out that well for him going forward.
Even worse, the only person worse than Rebecca, though, for Mercedes is Joey. He isn't even talking to her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like, sometimes it's kind of hard to like know who's like ignoring who and who's like really good with who sometimes because like we don't really get to see everything. But yeah, I guess I haven't really seen any of Rebecca and Joey doing that much of anything.
I don't think I've ever seen them interact at all.
Yeah, like not even like even in a group setting. Like I feel like that's just not a thing. Interesting.
You gotta be careful of that. Mm-hmm. And she puts Chris at number one. She trusts him the most, and that trust is reciprocated because we are going to see that Chris also put Mercedes at number one. He loves her.
Mm-hmm. That's his girl.
Chris also put Shuby at number four. He wasn't sure where he wanted to slot Shuby in, but he put Shuby in at number four, which. Honestly, might be a little too high for Chris, considering where Shuby lands on Chris.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised. I was like, I mean, at the same time, I guess they were just influencers together, so like maybe there's like a bit of like a, you know, a little camaraderie there. But I was expecting, I thought that strategically speaking, I thought that it would have aided him better to place him lower. But whatever.
All right. Well, Sammy puts Rebecca at number two. Which I was surprised about. I didn't realize that they were that close. That she says she's always felt like Rebecca is a good person. She likes Rebecca.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't either. I guess it just really goes to show that sometimes some things just really don't make the edited cut. Because I was surprised by that.
Yeah. So, you know, clearly there is clearly Rebecca, you know, seemingly has Shuby in a good spot, has Sammy in a good spot. That's good. Mercedes is somebody that Rebecca needs to worry about. But other than that, seems to be pretty well placed here. Sammy is going to put Miranda at number four, which is a little bit higher than I might have anticipated, given the rocky start that they got off to. But she says, didn't get off to a good start, but she's made up for it. So I guess the apology afterward has sort of healed some of the misunderstanding tension between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely on the rise, is this relationship, because that was just not a good beginning at all. Like, Sammy was not pleased at all.
Yeah, my very potentially inaccurate read on this is that I feel like Sammy kind of like maybe has a little bit of a crush on Miranda. And Miranda has kind of flirted with Sammy, but Sammy is very like on guard. Like, I don't want to be played with. I don't want to be like, have fun with a hot girl here or there. Like, she doesn't want to be tricked. And so I think that's maybe where like the wall came up and the misunderstandings happened. But now that Miranda's continued to like show interest and be somewhat genuine with Sammy, that she's kind of opening up a little more like, okay, maybe we can be open to something here.
Yeah, I think that's a good read. Because like she did seem to be when they were like kind of flirting with one another in the first batch episodes, Sammy did sort of like, you know, put feelings out there, and then Miranda's like, "Oh, yeah, like I'm kind of one of those girls that kind of just like, you know, fool around and not really just like, ooh, okay, well let me just pull this back." Mm-hmm. But now that, you know, now that things are getting smoothed over, I could definitely see like a bit of like, I still find her cute. So I like her again.
Shubi is going to put Sammy at number three. After their talk in the previous episodes, he is really enjoying her and liking her. So she's at number three. I imagine for Shubi that Joey and Rebecca were one and two, and now Sammy at number three. Mm-hmm. So that's good on Sammy in that relationship as it continues to develop. And then he puts Mercedes at number four. And he's skeptical that Mercedes may be a catfish, which seems to be a common thought, as we will soon learn.
Which I'm still not entirely sure why people are so on Mercedes for that. Like,
One of my theories is that when Antonio said there are catfish around, we saw Mercedes try to do damage control, and we didn't really see subsequent sort of like discussion about who they actually thought it was too much. I feel like after that message from Antonio, most of the cast were like, it's Mercedes.
Yeah, I didn't.
And they just didn't show us, because then it would have been too obvious that she was caught at this point.
Oh, well then why would they let him say that then?
Right. I feel like maybe another part of like leaving it out of the edit is like they were like, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we made it too obvious.
I didn't even like, because that kind of just went over my head the first time that we heard him like say that in his goodbye message, because I was just like, oh yeah, whatever. But because I did see a couple of tweets the other day when they were like, because the Circles, the Twitter account has been releasing like, you know, footage of Antonio seeing the rest of the players and all that stuff. People were like, oh, I can't believe that he's, you know, speaking so highly of Mercedes after throwing her under the bus. And I was like, what do you mean? And now I guess that this is what they're talking about in that goodbye message. Yeah, that's kind of sucky.
Yeah. And then also we'll talk about it during the game, but I feel like the photo she chose did not help her case. we'll get to that. Shubi puts Chris in last place at number six. He says he wants Chris out of the influencer position. He's concerned that he's ready to make a move against him. So this went south for Shubi and Chris very quickly. They were influencers, and apparently Shubi just got sketched out by that whole experience. It seems like he's been pretty skeptical of Chris ever since, and he is now putting Chris in dead last, trying to make sure that Chris does not make it as an influencer again. It really feels like Shubi is one of the more strategic or tactical rankers and players at the moment here. I think probably a correct decision here with Chris. We know, I think Chris probably placed Shubi the lowest, certainly of anyone that we saw. And I can't imagine anybody else placing him lower than number four. So, it's probably a good call.
Yeah. I feel like it is a good read. I mean, you know, being that, I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit before, and that we expected the American version to see, people that were in the influence position 1 week to sort of like have a fall from grace. So I thought maybe we're probably seeing a bit of that psychology with Shubi, and that like he's like, oh well, which is ironic seeing that he's like really, you know, taking a lot of this influencer thing to heart and like really wants it for himself. But I guess he's probably thinking, well, if I want this for myself and I want to stay in good graces and I want to be the person that's in control, I can only imagine that somebody like Chris probably wants the same thing. So how about we go ahead and knock him down a couple pegs? Mm-hmm. He's probably gonna do the same thing for me. But
yes,
he didn't.
And so for Shubi, we saw enough of his rankings here that by process of elimination, I can basically surmise that Miranda was number five for him, pretty low. So that was interesting. Miranda had Sammy at number three. So just a little bit higher than Sammy had her. I imagine that Joey was, the next one was Joey at number one. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it was Shubi number two.
I think she did Rebecca number two. I think they was showed it? That.
Oh,
one,
did they?
I think I might have gotten that wrong because I wrote them down as I was hearing them. But I think she did Rebecca number two. I think she said something like, "Oh, Rebecca is so sweet and so, you know, she's been so kind." So I'm going to give her number two.
Must have.
I could be wrong.
I know. Sammy put Rebecca number two because she's a good person and like nice.
Okay, maybe I switched them in my brain.
But will ultimately not gonna matter too much. Yeah. I would like to know what Miranda thinks of Shubi and Rebecca and them. So maybe there'll be somebody that can comment and let us know on Twitter or wherever.
Yeah, let me know if I screwed that up.
But she enjoys Sammy, and she says of Joey that they've connected more than anyone else. So that's where Miranda is. And then Joey is going to put Miranda at number three. Says, good connection, could go somewhere. let her and Sammy duke it out for me.
And they really are.
I was thinking, like, Sammy has now, like, hardcore flirted. If Miranda had gotten on this emoji thing faster, then maybe she'd be in the number two spot, as opposed to, I assume, Sammy. I'm assuming Joey went Shubi, Sammy, Miranda, and then Rebecca, or maybe Chris, Rebecca, or Rebecca, Chris, and Mercedes last.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would be my guess.
Based off of what happens next. Yeah, that sounds like that's probably good.
Mm-hmm. So then we see Chris is going to put Mercedes number one, as I mentioned before, and Shubi number four. And then Rebecca, we only see that she puts Shubi at the number one spot. So those are the rankings. So then we get to the game. And this is a fun game. Game.
Here we go.
Hashtag this, it's called. And so they're going to choose a new photo and they're going to give it a hashtag themselves. And then everybody is going to get a chance to anonymously add a hashtag to the photos. And Shubi is up first. I think this is a great opportunity. These anonymous things, especially like photos are a lot more. Like when you have a photo out there, it's like you're revealing a piece of yourself. You're opening yourself up to criticism. Like when somebody asks you a pointed question or they draw a picture about you or whatever, like that's one thing. But when you put a photo out there and mm-hmm. somebody like throws shade at that hurts a little more because there's a little piece of you out there, a real piece of you, unless you're a catfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It's. I mean, I think Mercedes put it best, which was like, "Oh, this anonymous shit never, it never goes good." So,
yeah. So Shubi starts off a picture of him with a bear statue, and him with like you know, like graduation whatever's, basically like I went to school and here's a bear, and maybe the bear meant something like the school that he went to or whatever.
Is that the UCLA mascot?
He said hashtag before and after caffeine because we're not commenting on the school thing. We're just talking about the bear. and then he get pointed out for like, all right, humble brag.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than your boyfriend, hashtag big heads, hashtag smarter than the average bear, hashtag nerd nuts are sexy,
which that's a choice. Okay.
And then Shubi responds, oh, I didn't realize I gave off a nerdy vibe.
So what?
Shubi, come on.
You're a virtual reality engineer that went to UCLA. Okay? That doesn't engage in social media.
Yeah.
What other archetype is there for you?
Rebecca's up next. She's going to pick, and I thought this was a good choice by Rebecca, again, because the twin thing, it's something unique about her that gives her just a little bit more depth as a character. And throwing out the twin picture gives proof to the story that she does actually have a twin. Mm-hmm. Things that she's referenced before are true. And she puts hashtag sister.
It's the world building thing again. That was a nice picture to use to mm-hmm. really, you know, flesh out who Rebecca is. And what's better to flesh out Rebecca than another Rebecca?
Yes, hashtag caring and protective, hashtag double the pleasure, double the fun. But then Rebecca has to go and comment on it publicly. I told you I had a twin.
Yeah, that was the one thing. I was like, did you showing us the picture is showing us that you have the twin. For you to then go and caption it with saying told you so is really like, okay. But I think that people sort of just like skipped over it. So
yeah, I mean, unless that was just to herself and she didn't actually type it. But I felt like, I think at the time I thought that she had been typing it.
I think she said spend after she said that. So I think that she did say that.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Miranda had a picture. It was a little strange, I guess, where like she's standing with like a bikini bottom, but a t-shirt on, and she's like holding the bikini bottom like a little bit, but it kind of just looks like she's doing T-Rex arms. And so she said, hashtag who let the T-Rex out?
Which I thought was pretty, I thought it was a nice caption. I really, really enjoy Chris's Titty-saurus Rex. I thought that was hilarious.
Hashtag Titty-saurus Rex. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, they're going to love it. Miranda, I don't think that's very funny.
That was funny as shit. You literally just called yourself a T-Rex. Okay, cool. All right, whatever.
And Joey says, hashtag strong but sexy. She's like, that was Joey. I know that
I like
was Joey.
I like that she was able to realize that that was him. That's you know, speaks to the bond that they are forming.
I feel like Joey's hashtags were pretty identifiable and Chris's hashtags were very identifiable.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, okay, well, we'll talk about it in a second, but yeah.
So Joey is going to pick a photo with Lady Gaga and Adele. Aman is having a visual reaction here.
Because how in what world do you get two of the premier pop stars of the decade in one photo? We haven't even seen Lady Gaga and Adele even collaborate on a song, let alone be together in one picture, and then you are in the middle of them? Do you understand how much of a freaking fever dream that is for me? I am so unbelievably envious. And that's all I have to say about that.
What can I say, bro?
And there was no backstory. There was nothing. He didn't even offer. Why and why did nobody like pop off? Especially Chris. You are a gay man. You are supposed to be a pop culture aficionado. You were supposed to want to get the tea on how he got a picture in between Lady Gaga and Adele. And then some of them didn't even know who it was. Mercedes didn't even know who that was. You know what? Fine. You're like 37, so you're like a generation removed. Fine. But still. Also thought it was really hilarious that freaking Shuby thought that Adele was Sarah Paulson, because Adele has recently lost a ton of weight and actually does resemble Sarah Paulson. So that was actually pretty cool. But still.
I will say, I did not. At first, I was like, are those his sisters? Like, who is this?
Karen.
But then when Shuby said that looks like Sarah Paulson, I was like, that does look like Sarah Paulson. It did not look like Adele. I mean, I've seen very few images of Adele, and I would never have recognized Adele in a million years as Adele. I did recognize Lady Gaga after it being pointed out.
It's not making me feel any better. I'm going to be scanning his social media all day, because I think that I saw him, you know, tweeting when the second batch got, I just can't stop saying batch that way, got released. So I'm going to be scanning to see if people are like bombarding him with questions. And if they don't, I will, because I want to know the story.
He's been listening to the podcast. So,
ask
him directly.
Hello, Joey Sasso. We need the tea. Por favor. Thank you.
Where can he tweet? Where can he tweet at you to tell you?
You can tweet me at Aman Adwin, AmanAdwin, at Twitter, on Twitter. You can give me the insight. You can even send me a DM. I don't care. I just want to know. I need to know.
Slide into those DMs, Joey.
Slide right in.
He gets hashtag pucker up, hashtag Mr. Loverman, hashtag want your bromance. He said hashtag love triangle.
Which I thought, of course.
Yeah. Adam is now going to pick the photo that gets him sweating. The hot guy photo. Like, oh man, this is a big one.
He couldn't resist. He was just like, okay, I can finally use it. Here we go. Yeah,
and he's like waiting for like these like gusher reactions. Like he's like, oh yeah, bring them to me. I can't wait. This is gonna be great. And I love Sammy so much. Looks like an old man.
It was a bit of that angle, that lighting and that hair did kind of age him.
An in shape older gentleman who mm-hmm. is taking a photo to make himself look a little bit younger.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I'm plenty of people are into older people. Not that he's even with you that old.
The quality of the photo. The guy himself looks not that old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he definitely was, you know, ready to just post that picture. And I'm like, I just feel like if you actually, and this isn't all, we'll put all hot people as a monolith, but I do feel like there's like this, you know, raising level of self-awareness when it comes to social media, that it is now considered a bit of a faux pas to just post a bunch of pictures of how hot you are when people already know how hot you are.
With the hashtag feeling hot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, honey.
I mean, look, I think that people do that constantly.
They do.
But I don't know if they always do hashtag feeling hot.
I don't think so.
It's a little too on the nose.
Maybe he was trying to do like a little double entendre, being that it's like in the sunlight at the beach, you know, hot weather, but mm-hmm. still, honey.
I mean, maybe that works if you're posting it as though you were taking that picture in real time.
Yeah.
when they know that you're in the, granted, I imagine it's pretty hot in those apartments with all the lights, and that's why there's so many fans in there. But still, hashtag damn Gina. Alex is like, that's my wife's name.
I thought that was so funny, because like damn Gina or go Gina is sort of like, you know, it's like a gay, you know, slang term, you know, because it's a typical name to use when you know giving somebody some affirmations, like, oh, go Gina, yes. So I was like, I was dying at the fact that was actually his wife's name. I was like, really, what are the odds?
Yeah, and was it Joey that was like, or somebody was like, oh, that was
Miranda.
Chris.
It was Miranda, because she was like, this, Chris is always using weird names.
Yeah, he's always using weird names.
like, you're not wrong. You're not
Joey. Wrong. Joey says, hashtag I'm buying you longer shorts. I think there's a little bit of leg envy there.
Yeah, it's like, okay. It's like, oh, well, this guy is, you know, obviously showing himself off there. Let me just, you know, take him down a couple notches. But all right.
Sammy says she's going to pick a tomboy picture. And it's, I guess, like a tomboyish picture. And mm-hmm. she's a hashtag, I'm the daddy.
She looks just like the singer Kalani in that picture. It is crazy. I don't know if you guys know who I'm talking about. K-E-H-L-A-N-I. Looks just like Kalani in that picture. I was like, wow. Oh my God.
Man, you're spot on with these comparisons. Usually people are like, oh, this person looks like this person. I'm like, ah.
It gave me such Kalani energy. I was like, if that had been her first picture, like how Adam used, or Alex used that first picture for Adam, I would have been like, oh my God, you have Ben Platt and Kalani playing the damn circle. It's crazy.
There you go. We get hashtag dominance, hashtag you can be my daddy any night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely she's on that that LGBT spectrum. You know, she's in there. I love the fact that freaking Mercedes is like, oh yes,
yeah,
yes, I love
Mercedes
it.
Mercedes loves Sammy. Then Adam says publicly, not anonymously, "Daddy can tie me up and teach me a lesson anytime."
So what happened with that? Did he just forget to say hashtag? Like,
he was the person I think that said, you can be my daddy any night. And then he followed it up with, daddy can tie me up and teach me a lesson anytime.
I have to go back and watch, like, how did he do that? Like, he did the circle just register, like, the first sentence as the first hashtag and then cut it off because it was too many characters?
I think he intended it to be public. Oh, he wanted it to be that way.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's just, I'm floored by that. I'm floored. But okay.
Oh, man. And Joey's like, Adam's a weirdo.
That's just weird. It's just weird. It's weird, bro.
It is super weird. It's starting to feel to me, because he keeps going like, I'm sorry, wife. Like, it's starting to feel to me like a little bit of this is for Alex, aka Adam, like a bit of a fantasy roleplay situation where he's like, mm-hmm. I get to flirt with hot girls, and this is how, like, I get to be a hot guy flirting with hot girls. And like, I think there's a little bit of wish fulfillment happening here.
Definitely. It just seems like he just was ready to risk
unleashed.
It all. Threw a caution to the wind. It's just like, here I am, world. Adam, the catfish, ready to just dive into this pool of women and fulfill all of my dreams. Like, all right. All right.
Yeah. Chris adds a photo of his family at some kind of graduation. Maybe his brother's graduation, it seemed like.
I didn't understand the critique that that picture didn't match. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know why that was. That's a good thing that pictures don't match. Like, the more sides of yourself, the better.
Very humanizing. Like, when he's supposed to not have a family, like, he's like this, like, gay superstar with
especially,
no family.
Yeah, especially coming from Sammy, whose pictures are, like, wildly different. Strange way. Like, it doesn't even need, it's like, she says hashtag none of your pictures match. Like, that's not even necessarily a critique.
Yeah,
but it was definitely taken that way, and it did seem like maybe a little bit intended that way.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess being in that circle just causes you to, you know, analyze these pictures in a very, very strange lens. And I guess any kind of like change that you can find, you know, it just gives you a moment of pause. But like that one, I didn't really understand because, I mean, it's still him. You know, he doesn't really look any different.
Yeah.
But all right.
And then Joey with a curveball here. Hashtag everyone knows you're fake. Stir in the pot, he says. I don't know where this came from. I have to imagine that after the influencer chat with Chris, Shuby went. And when Shuby did not feel good about Chris, Shuby went to Joey and was like, I don't know about Chris, and kind of put that in Joey's head, because I don't know where this came from otherwise.
Yeah, that would probably make sense, because, like, I mean, he was like really relying heavily on Shuby to like sort of like bring him through that elimination. And so I guess Shuby, you know, venting about the process, you know, would probably give him pause to know that Shuby was the one that fought for him and not Chris. So maybe that's just sort of like him, you know, trying to just stir that pot.
But, yeah, I mean, it seems like he loved Chris up until this point.
That's what was like. You guys were like, strange. You know, like buddies in the, you were like talking to him when you were in the hot tub. So, okay. Yeah.
And then finally, Mercedes. And even before I got any responses from the other players in this one, I was like, this is not a good choice of a photo. It's, like the, I assume, Instagram model that she's using, up against like a street, like backdrop, like modeling clothing. Like, this is straight out of an Instagram influencer's wheel book. And it screamed catfish to me.
Yeah, I didn't really get that same read from it, because all of her, like, I'm trying to think, like, if, because obviously I'm bird in the sky, so I can, you know, I know what's going on, but I'm trying to feel like if I were actually in that situation, would I feel like, oh god, like, girl, like, this is obviously still you, but I feel like it was a catfish because all the pictures are so neutral, or would I have just been like, this is just her. This is her shtick. Like, she's an Instagram girl. Like, she's a filtered queen. So, like, this is, what was I really expecting from her? But I guess, you know, she really should have gone with something, I guess, a little bit more humanizing, something with her family, something showing her doing something with her friend, or, you know, something that she likes to do. Like, cause like, at first I didn't really understand why people were going in on her, but I mean, I guess, like, it's just filter after filter after filter. Eventually you're just like, what else? What else, girl? Come up with something else.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, it wasn't even like the filter to me. It was just like to me, there's a quintessential like Instagram photo that like models will take. And it's like, this is me on the sidewalk and there's a wall behind me or some kind of interesting texture behind me. And it's just me going about my day on the sidewalk, like maybe looking down a little bit in a little bit of a pose in my cute outfit. How's it going, guys? Like, that is just quintessential Instagram model photo to me. And if I see that on the circle, then the person I'm interacting with should be talking about how they're an Instagram influencer and they're like a bit of a model sometimes or whatever. I feel like this is where Mercedes being the personality and the person in the photos being in the photos was not meshing very well. I think you need to be a little careful about that when selecting photos. I feel like personality wise, it works best. She's, you know, making waves. She's connecting with people as opposed to being too walled off. But you do still have to match the photos to a degree to your personality if you can. And I feel like this was just like a step too far, especially in the light of Antonio calling her out. And I do want to say I'm critiquing her photo choice here, but I think more than anything that her seemingly being called out for being a catfish here, I think mostly stems from Antonio. And I think she got screwed here. And I don't think the producers should have let Antonio call anybody out in his goodbye message.
Yeah. It's just sort of like an unfortunate thing to have to, you know, sort of think about in regards to the season, because everything else is pretty strong. But if that's, if Antonio's call out is like primarily the reason why she's getting called out, I'm like, ah, because I was like shocked when they were just piling it on. I was like, oh wow.
So
like,
yeah, so she puts hashtag Blacker the Berry, and Miranda is immediately suspicious. Like, what? The Joey says, I'm going to keep stirring the pot here. Hashtag the faker, the juice. And then we get hashtag poser. And then hashtag, I didn't know there was a catfish filter, which I thought was very clever. hashtag to catfish or not to catfish. Hashtag Antonio knows the truth.
Yeah. God damn.
Pummeled. Sammy says she knows Antonio went to go see her. And then Mercedes is like, all right, then some, you guys want to be brave? You want to tell me who said what? Credits roll.
Which was definitely an excellent way to end that.
So. But yeah, this is an avalanche for Mercedes. If this is how they're feeling, I imagine that she's pretty low on the rankings. And unless Chris gets into the influencer position, definitely could be an option for being blocked, it seems, because she doesn't even have many close connections left to protect her. And with Shubi and seemingly Joey now out on Chris, it seems like Chris might not be in that position. So I would be worried. I would be concerned for Mercedes, and I am concerned for Mercedes heading into the next round. I like Mercedes a lot, but I do feel like the game might be up. I'm not sure there's much road for her left.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like a lot of wiggle room when, you know, you have all of the players with like probably minus one just piling it on about how untrustworthy you are. It's like, how do you climb out of that hole? Because it's not like this game is not like other games. It's not like Survivor or Big Brother where you can be face to face and convince someone of your innocence. Like, you, all you can do is like keep sending them messages with them pictures, and that's kind of it. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think this might help her. Because clearly these people all thought this. And so this is usually what can happen, right? Is if people all secretly think poorly of you, then that's the worst thing that can happen. Because a secretly held thought is never going to be challenged. The second it becomes public, that's when it can be addressed. And that's when it can be changed. It's very rare they're going to change somebody's opinion that they've never actually spoken, because you don't even know that it needs to be changed. And they can keep it safe in secret and not have to expose it to any challenge. If they're hearing challenges, it's like, well, but I don't need to challenge my own thing because it's still secret. So now that it's out, now that she's been called out, depending on how this plays out, I think there is a chance that like some people might start to feel bad for her. We've seen that happen in the past. Mm-hmm. Or just like the sentiment that like she is so obviously a catfish or obviously hated might be a reason to keep her in the game. If you are somebody thinking tactically, strategically, and you're like, well, you know, if she's somebody that we can just keep ranking low, then that can be good for us. I think that's probably a strategic mistake in a game like The Circle, where somebody like that becomes very dangerous in the end game. Right. But I think that's still something that, you know, something to be thought about. So you know, this is an interesting situation. I want to see if Mercedes is capable of getting out of it, but I do feel like she was screwed with the Antonio thing, and I also don't know if she's helped herself a lot in this position as well. So
And if she's taking, because we're interested to see, because if she's taking, because she could go the sympathetic route, you know, and we saw that with season one with Kate, sort of like, you know, they all dragged her to bits and then people started to, you know, let her back into their good graces. Or, you know, it could be like a thing where she goes on the defensive and that just, you know, pushes them further away. So we'll see.
She does seem like go on the defensive kind of person.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't respond similarly, because like when everybody's just like, oh God, like that was just, it was brutal.
Yeah. Brutal. Well, that's the thing though. It was true. He's catfishing. Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of hard to like have righteous anger, right?
It is hard. It's like a mental gymnastics. It's like, well, damn, like I don't want, but I mean, I'm lying, but like, you don't gotta be like that. Shit. Like,
yeah. Why do you have to call it out like that?
Like, right. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just catfishing.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Iman?
Nothing other than I am thoroughly enjoying the season. And Joey, if you listening, I'm serious. I want to know.
There we go. All right. Thank you everyone for joining us. I will be back soon with an episode 6 recap as I go watch it and then record about it. So stay tuned. It'll be fun.
Stay tuned indeed.
You can find Iman on Twitter. Iman Adwin.
Iman Adwin.
And you can find me at Armstrong Taren. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And then, of course, can just stay tuned for all the Circle coverage. It's coming to you. It's time after time. Again
this
and again.
This time next week, it'll be the finale. Oh, ooh, gosh. Boy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right. Thank you, guys. And I will see you next time.